管各位今天是第一次到教会，还是来了很多次，都欢迎你们。
We welcome you, whether it's your first time or you have been here for many times.
我常常在想呢，如果人一说，他就会想，一劝就会听，多么好，这个世界没有问题了。
How nice it would be if someone can reflect and obey once they are told something.
但是人的问题就是不能想，也不能听。
But humans' problem is they cannot think and they cannot obey.
有时候我们做父母的，我们很苦恼，因为孩子一直不听话。
And we as parents, we are very troubled because our children are not obedient.
为什么别人的孩子听，你不听呢？
Why is it that other children they can obey but not you?
以前我在上班的时候呢，我的老板常常说，这个员工总是不会听，没有前途。
When I was at work last time, my boss always said, this employee always doesn't listen. He has no future.
我们也有时候呢。跟配偶在一起，很多的纠结的事情，因为他不听我的话。
And a lot of times we have a lot of conflicts with our spouse because they didn't listen to us.
甚至我们有时说他不会想。
And sometimes we say this person doesn't know how to think.
我们常常面对有这样的问题。
And we often face such problems.
人常常处在好像不能听、不能想的问题。
And humans are often in a state where they cannot think and they cannot.They cannot do certain things.
然后呢，你不能听，不能想，所以人就觉得说，因为你不听不想，所以你不能改。
And so often people will have this idea that because you cannot think and reflect, and therefore you cannot change.
所以我们很多的苦恼是我们旁边的人不能改。
And a lot of our troubles come from the fact that people around us cannot change.
那有时候当我们讲到人不能改的时候，我们就想起有一些人有这个瘾。
And sometimes when we think that people cannot change, we know that certain people have certain addiction.
像毒瘾啊，像酒瘾。
Like gambling addiction or alcoholism.
现在孩子呢，很多的电脑中毒，电脑瘾。
And a lot of children they have computer addiction.
我们女士们有时候呢有这个 shopping 瘾。
And for sisters, we have this shopping addiction.
不该买的一直买啊。
And you keep buying things that you shouldn't be buying.
没有办法控制自己。
And you cannot control yourself.
所以呢。当人有这个瘾的时候，其实他并不是不知道是错的。
And when people have addictions, it's not that they do not know it is wrong.
但是他不能控制自己。
But they just cannot control themselves.
所以当旁边的人一直这样说他的时候，他很痛苦。
So when people keep rebuking them, they are very miserable.
那有时候他们就反击。
And so sometimes they retaliate.
曾经有一个母亲她就看孩子天天玩电脑的时候很生气。
So once the mother was very angry when she kept seeing her children playing the computer.
她说：“我从现在开始要把你的电脑收起来。”
So from now on, I will confiscate your computer.
不让你玩手机。
I will not allow you to play your handphone.
那个孩子就天天听这样责备她的话，有一天她爆发了。
And so the child exploded one day after hearing so many rebukes.
然后他就跟他的母亲说
：“And he told his mother,
你还不是一样啊。”
Aren't you the same?
你也每次 shopping 买不应该买的，天天看 drama series 看连续剧不能停。
You also often go shopping and buying things that you shouldn't be buying, and often watch dramas on the TV.
所以人马上就反击了。
So humans can retaliate.
人不但不能改，反而反击了。
Humans cannot change, but they retaliate.
各位知道吗？人是何等的聪明。
So humans are so wise and smart.
人的意志是多么的坚强。
So human will is so strong.
人能够把自己送到太空去，这是没有动物能够做到的事情。
Humans can send themselves to the space, and this is what animals cannot do.
人能够制造原子弹来毁灭整个世界。
Humans can invent the atomic bomb to destroy the world.
人能够不断的用心研发新的药物，然后叫人的寿命延长。
Humans can develop new medicine to extend human lifespan.
但是人唯一不能做到的就是改变旁边的人。
But the only thing humans cannot do is to change the person beside you.
我总是要改变他。
You always want to change someone.
但是为什么他不听不改？
But why is it that he doesn't listen and he doesn't change?
到底他的心还是他的脑有问题？
Is there anything wrong with his heart or his mind?
所以在医学界里面，你会知道有一个医学最不能解决的病就是精神病。
So in the medical field, there's one problem that they cannot resolve. That is mental problem.
到底是人的情感意志为什么会失控？这个医学界不知道。
So humans cannot understand. The medical science cannot understand why is it that humans lose control of their emotions and will.
现在有些人说是吸毒啊，赌博啦，就是玩电脑，电脑中毒啊，这些都是列入这个精神病里面。
So drug abuse, gambling, and computer addictions are all under part of this mental problem.
现在很多的孩子才不到12岁，但是得到抑郁。
Many children, even before they reach 12 years old, they have depression.
那他们的心跟他们的脑到底出现什么问题？
So what is the problem with their heart and mind?
为什么不能改呢？
Why is it that they cannot change?
为什么他们不懂事呢？
Why is it that they are not sensible?
为什么有一些人的精神就崩溃了，然后他再也不正常呢？
Why is it that certain people, their mental breakdown and they are not normal anymore?
为什么他们就是不能？
Why is it that they cannot?
所以在精神病里面，精神界没有答案。
So the psychological world has no answer.
他们只能用药物来控制人。
They can only control humans with medicine.
但是这个药物把人变成机器人了。
But this medicine turns people into robots.
药物呢，拿走人的情感，自然的那个正常的情感。
So medicine take away the natural emotions of humans.
然后不要给人想。
So that people cannot think.
所以呢，让他变成一个机器人，能够正常的生活。
So that as a robot, he can live normally.
但是你知道。他的内心里面不能想，不能听，不能改。
But you know that in his inner heart, he cannot reflect, he cannot obey, and he cannot change.
他没有真正的改变，他只是被控制了。
There is no real change in him, but he's only under control.
亲爱的朋友，我要说什么呢
？So what is my point?
我要说的就是，其实人终极的问题就是他不能听，不能想，不能改。
So the ultimate problem of humans is that he cannot listen, he cannot change, he cannot.Reflect.
当然我们说公平的话，有时候我们的孩子，我们劝他一下，他暂时听了，配偶讲一下，他暂时听了。
To be fair, sometimes our children and our spouse, when we told them certain things, they can change for the moment.
那我们感到很欣慰。
And we feel very relieved and comforted.
但是你我都知道，我们跟他们在一起长久的时候，他的本性是没有改的。
But you and I know when we live long enough with them, their nature never changes.
他过了一下子又一样了。
After a while, they become the same again.
我们不知道为什么他这样。
And we do not understand why they are like that.
但是各位，你要知道，人的问题不但是不能听、不能改的问题。
But you need to understand that humans' problem is not that they cannot reflect and change.
你不能听、不能改，其实更大的问题是人一直用自己的方法要来改变旁边的人。
The greater problem is humans keep wanting to use our own methods to change the persons beside us.
我们请我们大家自己思想，我们。长大的过程，或者现在在生活当中，我们是不是一直要改旁边的人
？So let's also reflect in our journey as we grow up. Do we keep wanting to change the people around us?
那我们用什么方法来改他们呢
？So with what methods are we using to change them?
有时候呢，我们用很强硬的方法来使唤他们。
Sometimes we use very tough measures to order them, command them.
你不要改，我就跟你势不两立。
If you don't change, I will be hard on you.
那有些人呢，是特别会讲道理。
And some people, they are very strong in reasoning.
什么都讲道理，一二三就会四五六。
So they reason a lot with people.
那么讲道理的人，虽然你讲赢了，但是你旁边的人，他们心里面更苦恼，他们不改。
So even if you can win in your reasoning, but the people beside you, they feel very troubled in their hearts, they cannot change all the more.
那他们好像输给你了，但是他们不改。
It's as if they lost to you, but they still cannot change.
但是你好像赢了，但是你没有赢。
It's as if you have won but not won.
所以你用强硬的方法，你用逻辑来讲的时候，有时候不是人都会改的。
So with logic, not everyone can change.
那么有一些人呢，用爱和关怀的方法。
So some people they use the method of love and concern.
温柔的劝人。
So they gently counsel people.
好像我们温柔的时候呢，人比较心会动起来。
It's like people can be more easily moved when we are gentle.
但是你会知道。你的爱也是有限的。
But you will know that your love is limited.
你没有办法长久忍耐，长久温柔。
You cannot do this for very long.
有时你爱了人，人还不改变，你更加的苦恼。
And when people cannot change despite your love, you are even more troubled.
那另外，我又见到有一些人。
And I also encounter certain people.
他说我有方法叫人改变。
Claiming that they have ways to change people.
这样的人呢，他的反思力比较强，他就想，我每次要求人改，可能我自己应该要改变。
So they claim that when we ask people to change, perhaps we should change first.
所以他就尝试改变自己的眼光、讲话的态度等等。
So he tried to change his perspective, his tone of saying.
但是你我都会知道，这样做呢，有时候呢，我们发现一个事实。
But you and I also know that in doing so, sometimes we realize one truth.
有时候改变自己比改变人更难。
A lot of times to change ourselves is even harder than changing others.
所以圣经说，立志为善由得我， 但是行出来由不得我。
So the Bible tells us I'm willing to do good, but it is not in my ability to do so.
这是多么的真实。
And this is real truth.
人有很坚强的意志，能够研发各种的学问。
Humans have very strong will to invent all kinds of knowledge.
但是为什么这个心要改变这么难？
But why is it so hard to change the heart?
那有时候我们也知道这个是不对的，但是我们还是继续做。
And sometimes we know this is wrong, but yet we keep on doing.
我们不知道为什么的时候。
When we do not know why.
圣经给我们很清楚的答案。
The Bible gives us very clear answers.
圣经说什么呢？
And what does the Bible tell us?
圣经说人不能改变是跟人的罪有关系的。
The Bible tells us that humans cannot change. It's got to do with human sin.
人的心有罪。
Because there is sin in human hearts.
人的思想里面有罪。
There is sin in human thinking.
罪在人的里面，人不能改变。
When sin is within humans, humans cannot change.
亲爱的朋友，今天这个世界的人，他们不认识什么叫罪。
Today, people of the world, they do not understand what is sin.
那一讲到罪的时候呢，他们就认为这是一种坏习惯。
So the moment they talk about sin, they will think that this is a bad habit.
或者他们认为这是一种不良的举动啊。
Or they will think that this is an unkind act.
比如说你赌博啦，说骗话啦，这些不良的举动。
Or is some bad actions like gambling, etc.
那你讲话伤害人啊，这些你态度不好啊，这是一种罪，对不对？
When your words hurt others, or you have bad attitude, that is a kind of sin.
所以一般的人在这个世界，他们认为罪就是这样了。
So that's what the ordinary people think about sin.
你做的人家不接受，社会不接受。
If whatever you do is not accepted by people or society.
你知道之后，你还继续做，你真是一个罪人。
And if you already know this and you keep on doing, then you are truly a sinner.
大概人认识罪就是这样。
This is generally how people understand sin.
但是圣经跟我们讲，今天他用两个形容词来讲什么叫做罪。
But the Bible used two terms to describe sin.
今天圣经说罪是一个毒钩。
So the Bible tells us that sin is a poisonous sting.
罪也是一个权势。
And sin is also a kind of power.
毒钩和权势。
Poisonous sting and power.
什么叫毒钩呢？
So what is a poisonous sting?
毒钩就是好像一个钉子，它钉到你，你会死的。
It's like a sting, when it hits you, you will die.
好像一个 scorpion, 蝎子，它就钉你的时候，那个剧毒一定叫你死的。
So when the scorpion stings you, the poison will kill you.
但是圣经说，罪的毒钩呢，是钉人的心的。
But the Bible tells us that the poisonous sting of sin will hit at human heart.
各位有没有想过你的心被钉的时候是怎样的？
So how is it like when your heart is being stung?
圣经说罪死亡的毒钩就是罪了。
The Bible tells us that the sting of death is sin.
当你的心被这个罪钉到的时候，你的心一定要死的。
When your heart is stung by sin, your heart will die.
那有些人问，那死是什么意思啊？
So some people ask, so what's the meaning of death?
我就还没有活到七八十岁，我还没有死，我老还没有老，不会死。
I'm not even aging, I haven't lived to 70 or 80 years old yet, I will not die.
一般的人认为死就是那个你躺在医院得到病然后死掉。
The ordinary person understands death by lying on the bed and you have illness and dying.
这个叫肉体的死。
That is physical death.
但是圣经讲到死亡的时候呢，比那个死有更深的意思。
But the Bible has a deeper meaning than physical death.
那个也是死，但是还有更深的意思。
That is also death, but there's another different and deeper meaning.
死亡的反义词是什么？
So what is the opposite of death?
死亡的反义词就是生命。
That is life.
所以一切脱离生命的就是死亡。
So anything that is apart from life, that is death.
各位，你问你自己。
So you ask yourself.
你的心什么时候很充满生命？
When is your heart full of life?
充满活泼。
Full of vibrancy.
就是当你的心被爱的时候。
That is when your heart is being loved.
当你在这个世界看到一个很良善的举动的时候。
When you see a good deed in the world.
你在这个世界里面，你看到有些叫你开心喜乐的事情，你的心就活起来了，对不对？
When you see certain happy things on earth, your heart become alive.
这个就是你的心里面有生命。
And that is your heart having life.
你有自由的时候，你的心有生命了。
When you have freedom, your heart have life.
但是当罪钉到你的心的时候。
But when sin stings your heart.
圣经说死亡临到你的心。
So death comes upon your heart.
所以死亡临到人的心的时候，人不能再爱了。
So when death comes upon a person's heart, he can no longer love.
人不能行善，人做什么东西都是自私的。
And humans can no longer do good. Everything he does is selfish.
人没有喜乐。
And humans are without joy.
人每天早上起来，新的忧愁，新的惧怕。
Every morning you wake up with new fears and new worries.
各位，我们没有喜乐。
And we have no joy.
我们很多的很自我的、很惧怕的那种心情，常常困着我们。
A lot of self-centeredness and fears often bound us.
我们说我们有自由，我们要自由。
And we say we have freedom and we want freedom.
但是这个心自由不起来，反而被愁苦、贪心来捆绑着。
But our hearts just cannot be free and we are bound by a lot of troubles and greed.
各位明白什么叫毒钩钉到你的心之后呢？人的心脱离了生命。
So after you understood what does it mean by being stung by the poisonous sting, our hearts.
所以当这个心脱离了生命之后呢，它在一个权势，这另外一种罪是一个权势。
So when our hearts are detached from life, we are under the power of sin.
各位，权势啊，是好像有一个人他很有力量，他抓住你，好像一个熊抓住你的时候，你完全不能动的。
Power is like when someone very strong catch you, like a bear, you cannot move at all.
所以当圣经说罪是一个权势的时候，它绑住你的心。
So the Bible tells us that the sin is like a power to bind our hearts.
所以你的心被绑住的时候，你不能。
So you lack the ability when your hearts are bound.
我知道该做的，但是我没有做。
I know I should do this, but I cannot do it.
我不该做的，我觉得这样做会伤害人，我不应该这样做的，但是你还是会去做的。
And I keep on doing things that I shouldn't be doing.
所以全世界的人最痛苦的事情就是他不能控制自己的心。
So the most miserable thing about humans is they cannot control their
hearts. 因为这个死亡的毒钩罪已经钉到人的心。
Because this poisonous sting of sin already hit at human hearts.
所以他在这个心有权势。
So he controls, he has powers over human hearts.
所以你想改吗？
So do you want to change?
男子，你要知道你的心有权势，你没有办法改。
But you have to know that there is power over your heart.
你知道,
There's no way you can change.
你知道错，你还不能改。
Even if you know it is wrong, you still cannot change.
我常常看到罪影响人的心的样子。
And I often see the state in which sin affects people's heart.
为什么呢？因为我也是罪人。
Because I am also a sinner.
你们也是罪人。
So are all of us.
圣经说，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
The Bible tells us that for all have sin and fall short of God's glory.
当罪的权势绑住人的心的时候，你会发现有几个现象。
So when the power of sin binds people, you can realize there's a few signs.
特别是你告诉他们，哎，你要听啊，你要改啊。
So if you tell someone, hey, you must listen, you must change.
那他马上他的反击就出来了。他的反击是说，我又没有错，为什么要改？
And he will start to retaliate. There's nothing wrong with me. Why should I change?
他的自我防备的心就会来了。
He has a lot of self-defense.
或者有时候人就起来说，为什么一定要我改？为什么你不能改？
Or people may say, why is it that I must be the one changing? Why can't you change?
他的心里面就是很奇妙的，会这样的控告人，然后防备他自己。
So his heart will accuse others and defend himself.
或者他自己知道错了，但是他心里面不能改，很愧疚。
Or he will feel very guilty when he knows that he is wrong and yet unable to change.
所以有一些人他一辈子活在一种愧疚、内疚感。
So certain people forever they live in a state of guilt.
特别他对自己所爱的人，或者他伤害过的人，他有一个愧疚。
Especially towards those whom he loved or those whom he have harmed, he always feel this guilt.
各位知道吗？当人有愧疚感的时候呢？他心里面的很多的潜能发挥不出来的。
So when humans feels the guilt, he cannot realize the potential inside.
如果你想想看，你旁边有一个人天天跟你说：“你这个人啊，你这个人，你这个人啊。”
Imagine someone keep rebuking you every day.
如果一个父母天天对孩子说：“你真差，你真笨，你真不行啊。”
If a parent keep telling the child, "You are so lousy."
但是这个声音呢，在人的心里面，自从人犯罪之后，人的心里面有一种愧疚、内疚感。
So ever since humans.There is this guilt in our hearts.
各位知道吗？很多的孩子呢，他们不是不能读书。
And many children is not that they cannot study.
其实他们很聪明。
Actually, they are very smart.
但是他们有一个自卑、挫败感。
But they have this sense of inferiority and defeatedness.
觉得自己做什么都是没有比人好。
And they feel that they are not as good as others.
或者我无论做什么，就是都是错的。
And they feel that no matter what I do, it's always wrong.
这个东西呢，吃掉他的心了。
And this consumes his heart.
吃掉他的意志力了。
consume his determination.
所以他没有办法读书，他跟人在一起也是不能面对人。
And so he cannot study well and cannot face people.
各位，我也跟有一些坐过牢的囚犯在一起过。
I've spent time with certain offenders in the prison.
其实有时候我们现在社会很多的 Yellow Ribbon Project 来帮助他们改造。
There are certain projects like the Yellow Ribbon Project to help them reform.
但是其实不是他们不能改造。
But it's not that they cannot change.
不是环境的问题。
It is not environmental factors.
并不是环境不给他们机会。
It is not that the environment doesn't give them a
chance. 但是他们的心里面有一个愧疚感。内疚感，他们做错过。
But there is this guilt in their hearts because they have done wrong.
有时看起来他们希望社会接纳他，但是其实自己不能饶恕自己。
It looks as if they hope the society can accept them, but actually they themselves cannot forgive themselves.
亲爱的朋友们
，So dear friends,
你们不要误解了。
Do not misunderstand.
我们不要认为自己能够改。
Do not think that we ourselves can change.
如果我们深思自己的处境和自己的内心，我们是无能的。
If we deeply reflect upon our circumstances and our inner hearts, we will realize that we are helpless.
我们每一次改了一点点之后，又回到自己的本性去了。
We can change a little, but we will be back to our nature very soon.
然后我们自己很痛苦的时候，我们就隐藏自己。
And when we are very miserable, we hide ourselves.
或者有一些人知道自己不能改的时候，他就逼旁边的人改，你改。
Or when some people they realize they themselves cannot change, they force others to change.
所以有一些父母就逼孩子改啊，你不要这样做啊，这样以后跟我一样，不要这样。但是他自己不能改。
So certain parents they force their children to change, but they themselves cannot change.
但是他看到别人他爱的人改啊，那你不要误入歧途，那我就舒服。
But they feel very comforted when they see their loved one change.
但是其实他自己里面是很痛苦，是无能的。
But actually they themselves is very miserable and they are helpless, powerless.
亲爱的朋友们，我要跟你们说的是什么？
So what I'm trying to tell you is,
上帝理解人为什么不能改变。
God understands why humans cannot change.
神知道人的软弱无能。
God understands human limitations and weaknesses.
上帝看见了人的痛苦。
And God sees the misery of humans.
他来就是要解决人不能改变的问题。
And he came to solve the problem of humans being unable to
change. 他要怎么解决呢？
And how can God resolve
this? 他已经要粉碎罪的权势。
He have to crush the power of sin.
他知道罪带来这个死亡的毒钩在人的心里面。
And God knows that sin brings death.
他知道罪的权势绑住人的心，使人不能喜爱喜乐，甚至知道不能喜爱良善，知道良善也做不出来。
So God knows that power of sin bind our heart such that we cannot love good and we cannot do good.
那上帝要怎么解决人的罪的问题呢？
So how can God resolve the problem of human sin?
一定要有三个条件。
Three factors.
第一，上帝要自己成为人的样式。
First, God must himself take the form of human.
上帝成为人。
So God becomes human.
在人间跟这个有罪、自私、邪恶的世界活在一起。
And he must live in human world with sinners.
这是第一了。
And that's the first
point. 然后第二
Second,
上帝一定是不能有罪。
God must be sinless.
所以当他成为人的样式活在这个世界的时候呢，他没有犯过一个的罪。
So Jesus has no sin when he took the human form and lived on earth.
整个历史里面只有一个人没有犯过罪。
Throughout history, there's only one person without sin.
就是这个成为人的上帝了。
And this is the one, this is the God who became human.
他在最痛的时候，人就是要杀他、鞭打他的时候呢，他心里面没有咒诅。
At his most painful moment when people want to kill him, there is no curse in his heart.
人也知道，跟他生活在一起的家人也知道，天使也知道。
So humans know, those who live with him know, even the angels know.
他心里面没有邪恶，没有罪。
There is no evil, there is no sin.
他来是为了爱人。
He came to love humans.
这是第二。
That's the second point.
第三是什么呢？
And what's the third point?
他要怎么解决人的罪的问题？
How can God resolve human sin?
把人从罪的权势救出来呢？
And save humans from the power of sin.
就是他第三，他一定要担当人的罪。
Third, he must bear the sins of humans.
亲爱的朋友们，这个罪是一定要有人担当的。
So dear friends, our sins must be borne by someone.
因为罪是有公价的。
Because there's a price to sin.
有人犯法了，一定要有人坐牢。
If someone commit break the law, someone must go to prison.
有人犯罪了，他要因他的罪而死。
If somebody commits a sin, he must die for.
所以圣经说，罪的工价就是死。
So the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death.
所以谁要死呢？
So who has to die?
你死吗？我死吗？
you or I?
我们这一生被折磨了，然后呢，我们死掉，然后永远灭亡，因自己的罪而死吗？
We live in misery the whole life, and because of sin, are we going to die eternally?
上帝自己来担当这个罪的代价了。
But God Himself came to bear the cost of sin.
他担当罪的那个重价，人要死亡的那个重价。
And God bore the heavy price of sin.
原来神是不能死，神怎么能死啊？他是永能的。
Actually, God doesn't need to die. He is ever living.
He can never die. 但是呢，他把人的罪放在他身上的时候。
But when God lays human sin on himself,
然后他被钉死。
And he's being crucified.
然后他借着他的死，亲爱的朋友注意听，他借着他的死，把人的罪和他的心分开来。
And so through the death of God, he separates human sin from the human heart.
这是一个奇特的奥秘。
This is intense,
他满足了这个罪的刑罚、罪的代价之后，人的心才能跟这个罪分开来。
He's after he satisfied the penalty of sin, then he can separate the sin from human.
然后他进到人的生命里面，再一次赐给他一个新造的心。
And he entered into human hearts and give us a new heart.
亲爱的朋友，新造的心。
A new heart.
什么心呢
？So what is a new heart?
从那时候起，注意听，从那时候起。这个心才能开始听从上帝。
So from that moment on, then this heart can start to obey God.
原来一直不能听话的人的心，现在有一个新的心能够听上帝的话。
The person who used to be unable to obey now can, with this new heart, starts to obey God.
各位，你知道吗？你要改变，你要听话，你首先你的心需要一个主人。
So in order to change, in order to be obedient, first of all, our heart needs a master.
这个主人是全善全爱的。
And this master is all loving.
你要能够听他的话，你才能带来一切的改变。
You have to listen to him, then you can bring about all changes.
你的心是只能听自己的，你没有办法改变。
If your heart can only listen to yourself, there's no way you can change.
改了一点点，还是后来是自己的本性。
You can change a little bit, but very soon you'll be back to your own nature.
一个新的心得着之后，开始能够听神的话。
But when you have a new heart, you start to be able to obey God.
你才能开始改变。
Then you can start to change.
我曾经遇过一个丈夫。
I've ever met this husband.
他的妻子呢，来了教会好一段日子。
And his wife has attended church for a while.
我都很盼望他来教会。
And I really hope the husband can come to church.
有一天他终于出现了。
And one day he finally appeared.
那我就有一天坐下来吃饭的时候，我就问他。
So over meal, I asked him one day.
Hey, what changed your mind? 你为什么改变主意来到教会信耶稣
？So what made you change your mind to come to church and believe in Jesus?
他很简单的说，因为我的妻子改变了。
So he simply answered, because my wife has changed.
那我问他，那你妻子改变了，她再也不会发脾气，不会有情绪吗？
So I asked, has your wife changed such that she's no longer emotions, no more temper?
她说哪里女人哪里不会有情绪、
啊、And she said, how can a woman have no emotions?
但是现在她的情绪跟以前的情绪不一样。
But the way she's emotional is different from the way before.
以前呢，她一情绪了，永远都是我错的，她对的。
In the past, whenever she's emotional, it's always she's right, I'm wrong.
她绝对不会错的。
And she can never be wrong.
然后我绝对要道歉。
And I definitely must apologize.
但是现在她情绪的时候，她会反思。
But now, even when she's emotional, she can reflect.
那有时候她会觉得，可能我错了。
And sometimes she may think that perhaps she is wrong.
里面好像有另外一个人在指教她。
So it's like someone else is instructing her inside.
以前没有那个人在指教她。
In the past, there's no this somebody to instruct her.
以前她就是她了。
In the past, she is herself.
现在她里面还有多一个人。
Now inside her, there's someone else.
就是指教她的上帝了。
The God who guides her.
这位姐妹，她认识了耶稣。
And so this sister, she knows God, Jesus.
她的心改变了。
And her heart changes.
但主要是什么？什么改变呢？
So what's the main thing that changed her?
她的心里面有主人了。
There is a master in her heart.
然后这个主人是全善全爱的。
And this master is all loving and all kind.
当她开始能够听从他的时候呢，她慢慢都能改变。
When she starts to be able to listen to this God, she can gradually change.
亲爱的朋友，可能你 你一直用很多的方法要改变你自己。
So perhaps we have been using all kinds of ways to change
ourselves. 或者你希望你所爱的人改变。
Or you are hoping that the one whom you love can change.
我告诉你，人自己不能改变自己。
But humans cannot change ourselves.
你快要淹死的时候呢，你救我啊！然后人叫你，你学游泳，游过来就好了嘛。
If you are about to drown and people ask you to learn to swim,
你没有办法。
You can.
你一定需要另外一个人来救你。
You need someone else to save you.
他要伸出手救你。
He has to extend his hands to help you.
当你的心不能改的时候呢，你绝对不能跟自己说我要改，你就能改的。
When your heart cannot change, you cannot tell yourself, "I want to change," and then you can.
你改一点点就变成本性了。
You can change a little, and you're back to your original.
你一定要有那个能够改变你的心的。
You must have someone who can change your heart.
叫你从罪的权势里面被救出来，然后你的心改变。
So that you can be saved from the power of sin.
从那时候你开始听从神的时候呢，你发现很奇妙的改变临到你的心。
From the moment you start to obey God, you realize very wonderful change comes into your heart.
那你说神为我做了这件事情。
Then you say God has done this for me.
神为我死在十字架上。
God has died for me on the cross.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生了。
So that all who believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
耶稣为我死了之后，他进来我的心，要能够改变我。
So Jesus died for me. He enters my heart to change me.
但是我要怎样能够接纳他？
But how can I accept this?
圣经说你要认罪悔改。
And the Bible says you need to confess your sin and repent.
我再讲一遍，认罪悔改。
Confess your sin and repent.
认罪悔改就是我们基督教一直讲的2000年的信息。
This is a message that Christians has been preaching for 2,000 years.
那你说认罪悔改很容易啊？我知道自己有错。
So you say it's very easy to confess and repent because I know I am wrong.
所以圣经讲的认罪悔改是你认了罪之后，你要接受。他为你的救主。
But what the Bible says is, after you confess your sin, you need to accept Jesus as your savior.
你要把你的生命的主权交给耶稣。
You need to hand the sovereignty of your life to Jesus.
当你认罪悔改，把生命的主权交给他的时候，你的心才真正的改变。
After you confess your sin, repented, and committed the sovereignty of your life to Him, then your heart can truly change.
没有其他的方法能够改变。
There's no other ways you can change.
你可以进到宗教里面。
You can go into religions.
你可以尽量行善。
You can try as much as possible to do good.
但是你行善之后，你知道你自己没有改。
But after even doing good, you know you have not changed.
你只是因为怕报应，所以你继续行善。
You are just doing good because you are afraid of retribution.
有时候你只是怕你旁边的人不开心、生气，所以你暂时改一下。
You are just afraid that people around you is unhappy and that's why you temporarily
change. 但是只有你向这位上帝、照你的上帝认罪悔改。接受他的时候，真正的改变才临到你的生命里面。
But only when you repent and accept this God, then real change can come into your life.
各位，我是见证人。
I'm a witness.
有当中很多信了主的人，他们是见证人。
And many of us who are Christians, they are also witnesses.
我们并不是说我们基督徒不会再做错。
I'm not saying that Christians will never do wrong again.
但是基督徒要恢复，基督徒生命是有主人的。
But there is a master in the life of Christians.
基督徒是听从上帝的。
And Christians, we obey God.
所以这位上帝什么时候改变我，我又再次的改变。
So whenever this God changes me, I will change.
一生都在改变。
And for my whole life, I will be changing.
最后我跟各位说，圣经里面有一个故事。
Finally, let me tell you one story in the Bible.
也是刚才我们 读到的故事。
We have read about it just now.
在圣经里面曾经有一个人，他的名字叫撒该。
There's this person called Zacchaeus in the Bible.
他是非常自私的一个人。
He's a very selfish person.
自我的人。
Very self-centered.
人都很讨厌他。
And people dislike him.
他在整个城里面没有一个人喜爱他。
No one likes him in the whole city.
主要的理由是他是税吏。
The main reason is because he's a tax collector.
在当时候呢，人最讨厌税吏。
So back in those times, people hate tax collectors.
他不但是一个税吏，他是一个不公正的税吏。
And he's also a dishonest tax collector.
他抽税的时候，他多抽人的税。
When he collects tax, he collected more than he should.
然后叫自己能够富足。
So that he himself can be rebellious.
非常的不诚实。
So he's extremely dishonest.
所以他把自己的幸福建造在别人的痛苦里面。
So he built his happiness upon others' misery.
所以整个城市的人天天骂他，讨厌他，不跟他说话。
So everyone in the city every day scold him and refuse to befriend him.
但是他变本加厉。
But he get even worse.
他绝对不能因人的劝导或者责骂来改变。
He cannot change because of human rebukes and counsel.
很奇妙的，有一天耶稣走过他住的那个城。
And amazingly, one day Jesus passed by the city he's living in.
那他很好奇，他要看这个耶稣是谁。
And he's very curious to see Jesus.
他都听说他。
And he had heard about Jesus.
所以他人很矮，所以爬上一个树上要看耶稣是谁。
So he's very short, and he climbed up a tree to see Jesus.
他看的时候，这耶稣是平常人一样。
So he noticed that Jesus is just like an ordinary person.
有很多的门徒跟着他。
And a lot of disciples are following Jesus.
没什么特别。
Nothing special about Jesus.
那他就看了。 And
he observed.
后来奇妙的，耶稣走到他爬上的那棵树下面。
So later, Jesus came to the tree that he has climbed up to.
他说：“撒该，你下来，今天我要到你的家去坐席。”
And Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, come down. I will go to your house."
那撒该很惊讶了。
And Zacchaeus was very shocked.
因为没有人愿意到他的家去。
Because no one is willing to go to his house.
那耶稣跟门徒到了他的家的时候。
So when Jesus and his disciples reached Zacchaeus'
house, 那时候很多的人围着那个家。
Many people surrounded the house.
然后都议论说,
and they all commented,
这是什么上帝啊?
What kind of God is this?
他如果是上帝, 他就知道这个人是大罪人, 大坏蛋。
If he is really God, he will know that this is a very evil person.
耶稣什么都不讲。
And Jesus didn't say anything.
那个时候呢, 很奇妙的, 撒该他就站起来。
And amazingly, Zacchaeus stood up.
他就 跟主说, 主啊, 我这一生做错了很多的事情。
And he told the Lord, I have done a lot of wrong things in my life.
我今天把我的财产的一半分给穷人。
Today, I will distribute to the poor half of my possession.
如果我这一生欺压了谁, 我还他四倍。
And whomever I have cheated, I will repay four times.
当天他的心改变了。
So that day itself, his heart was changed.
那我们主耶稣站起来。
And our Lord Jesus stood up also.
主说今天救恩临到这个家了。
Telling him salvation has come upon this house today.
这个撒该是神所爱的，神所拣选的。
Zacchaeus is loved and chosen by God.
他也是神所饶恕的。
And he is also forgiven by God.
今天他的生命改变了。
And today his life was changed.
他的心改变了。
And his heart was changed.
他才能做到这个东西。
Then he can do that.
我亲爱的朋友们。
So dear friends,
如果今天你挣扎着，为什么我不能改变？
If you are struggling today, why is it that you cannot change?
你挣扎了很久。
And you have been struggling for a long time.
圣经说最重要的一句话。
The Bible tells us the most important word.
在人是不能，在神凡事都能。
To man, this is impossible, but with God, everything is possible.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，感谢你今天 释放你的话语,
Lord, we thank you for releasing your words today.
用你的话来得着我们,
and with your words, you have won us over.
有使我们的心能够降服于你,
so that our hearts can surrender to you.
主，你知道世人的问题,
Lord, you know the problems of humans.
主，不是我们不要, 我们不能。
It is not about whether we want or not, but we cannot do it.
当我们不能的时候, 我们的心被捆锁了。
And when we are unable, our hearts are locked.
我们终日被控告, 被谴责,
and we are being accused and rebuked day and night.
所以没有办法改变,
and there's no way we can change.
但是主, 你是那上帝, 认识人的生命的上帝,
but you are the God who understands human hearts.
你也是创造我们的,
and you are the one who created us.
今天你来到我们的生命里面,
today you have come into our life.
你用你的话来向我们述说你的道,
you have spoken to us with your word.
今天, 我们那些举起手的, 求主自己检查。
Lord, please look at those who have raised their hands.
你说, 主, 你必定进到他们的生命。
Lord, you will certainly enter into their life.
改变他们。
To change them.
叫他们的生命焕然一新。
So that their life will be totally different.
叫他们不再自甘堕落。
So that they will not give up on themselves.
主, 求主你的大能成就这件事情。
May your mighty power accomplish this.
检查那些接受你的。
So you look at all those who have accepted you.
成为他们的主。
You become their Lord.
感谢主。
And we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
感谢主。